Or I'll give you a different example. One of the first times I ever did a seminar in other languages, now I do, like my university, we have 7 languages translated simultaneously. The first time I went to a foreign country was local. I went up to Canada, and I went up to Montreal, and I was sponsored there by a company in the area. And I didn't know what it was like to talk to a group like that, so I worked really hard, because if you've been to Montreal, you know they're quite sensitive about the French language and against the English language. So I don't know any French, so I worked hard the night before and memorized the paragraph in French to introduce myself in. They all got headsets on, about 2/3 of the audience. I get up, and they say my name in French. Then I get up, and I start speaking in French, which blew them away, for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes. Then I said, that's all the French I know, went on. So we had a great time, 2,000 people, great seminar. People loved it, it was really wonderful, great success. And I learned things, like when you tell a joke in a foreign language, what happens when you tell it in English, you know, maybe 1/3 of your audience starts to laugh, the rest of the people are quiet, just staring at you. And then now you're onto something serious, and the other 1/3 of the room, 2/3 of the room starts laughing. It's kind of an interesting experience. So at the end of this event, I felt like it was a great success. And one of the people who was part of the company that sponsored me there comes up to me and says it was phenomenal, on and on, give me all these great compliments. So I thought, okay, they're sincere compliments, it's a great event. And then the person looks at me and says, Mr. Robbins, I'm wondering if you'd be willing to have dinner with us tonight. And the way they did it, have you ever had somebody do something where you go, something's up? How many have had that experience, right? You just know, right? It isn't about dinner, obviously. But I thought, what the heck, why not? I want to find out what it is. So I said, sure. They said, okay, be there at X time. And they're acting so weird. So that night I get to the restaurant and there's a private room where this company has taken over the room and they sit me down in this like horseshoe set of tables and at the very head is the chairman of the board who's a very, very famous man in Montreal and very, very wealthy man. And next to him is his wife and they put me on the other side of him and then all the rest of the members of the company. He owns many companies, including the company that sponsored me. And so the conversation, you know, dinner's not yet served. They're just, you know, bringing drinks out and so forth. Things are going fine. People are being very warm and very nice. And then all of a sudden, this guy, the chairman of the board, turns across the table to this other man across the table and starts screaming at him 4-letter words and yelling at him and just dressing him down in front of everybody. And I couldn't even believe it. And so finally, you know, I inside of me, I thought, man, this is really, really uncool. I really wanted to like make a change in this man's physiology because it was really abusive. But I thought, it's not your company, it's not your place, that's not why you're here. I mean, they got to deal with their own situation here. And basically, he used the leverage of his money to be abusive to other people, became very obvious. It really annoyed me. So I kind of blew it off. We continued to have dinner. And then not 10 minutes later, he turns to his wife in front of everybody, starts screaming at her, calling her every kind of 4-letter word you can imagine in front of everybody. I couldn't even believe it. Now, my pot is boiling, right? And I'm inside, I'm thinking, this guy needs a major change in physiology, right? And so I'm thinking how I want to do this. And then all of a sudden, he calms down finally, and the whole room is just silent. You know what I mean? After one of those things, everybody's like, looks like beaten down dogs, being quiet, see what's going to happen. And this one voice in the back, way towards the back part of the table, probably the furthest part of the table is why he probably said it. One of the other executives said that this man's name, the chairman, was Jean. He says, Jean, how are you doing on that anger stuff with your therapist? Right? And Jean goes, well, we've been working on it for years, as you know, and I think we've made some progress, but I'm just that kind of person. And you could see that he had pride in the fact that he could be abusive because it gave him a sense that he was powerful, that he was significant. And so this person said, well, you know, Jean, and the person who said this is the person who invited me to dinner. You start to get the picture. He says, well, you know, Jean, Mr. Robbins is considered to be the best therapist in all of America. He's able to create change in lightning-like speed. Aren't you, Mr. Robbins? All of a sudden, I understood why I was invited to dinner. So he says, oh, no, Mr. Robbins, I would never take up your time at this wonderful dinner. It would be so unfair to you and everything else. He said, but Mr. Robbins, what would you do? And I said, well, you know, you're right, sir. I said, you're not my patient, so, you know, I couldn't work with you. I said, but if you were, I said, what I do is I would not talk to you, like have you freely associate on your back about your childhood and that's why you're angry and stuff. I said, what I would do is actually train your nervous system to change so it really would. He said, really? How would you do that? That's all the opening I needed. I said, well, I'd say, do you remember what you said to that man over there earlier? He said, no. I said, sure you do. Remember, you're calling those four-letter words. You're saying this. You're saying that. You kind of enjoyed it a little bit, it looked like. He went, well, yes. And I reached out and I went, wham! I hit him as hard as I could in the shoulder. He went, what are you doing? What are you doing? I said, I'm showing you what I would do if you were my patient, but you're not my patient, so I would never do that, right? He's like, and the people at the table are like, right? And I'm looking at him smiling. And as I do this, he doesn't know how to process it because I'm not looking mean. I'm just going, that's what I do if you're my patient, but you're not, so I'd never do that. He's like, do you ever see people when they're totally confused and they like search every quadrant of their brain? So now what have I done? Massively interrupted his pattern and gotten major what? Leverage. See, you can talk to your blue in the face. That's not gonna change this guy. He said, wow, that was painful. I said, that's the idea. So if I was your therapist, that's the kind of thing I do, and I do it enough so you would never do it again, ever. Right? And he's like, oh. He said, yeah, that would be, I could see that might work. I said, oh, no, it will work. As a matter of fact, remember what you said to your wife? He went, no. I said, sure you do. And I went, wham, hit him twice. There's like, stop that. So I said, stop what? He said, what do you mean, what? That's what you just did. I said, oh, I'm just showing you what I would do if you're my patient, but you're not my patient, so I would never do that. And the people at the table are like, some are going, hit him again. Right? True story, no exaggeration. So you didn't really hit him, I really did. If any of you know some of my therapy examples, you know I will do whatever it takes. And so you come to see me, you're gonna change. Okay? Because I have unlimited choices. I don't have all the rules that the traditional therapist has about not intervening too much. My job is, you asked for it, you got it. All right? You're going to get it. So this guy now, he's like shaking from this thing. He goes, wow, I could really see how that would work. I said, is there anybody else you've been abusive to recently? He was like, no. So now, what have I done? I got leverage and I've interrupted his